We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hi there. So 98.5 KTK Morning Show recap for Wednesday, July 31st, the final day of the month. And here we go. Should we actually move Halloween from October 31st to the last Saturday in October?
I had stubborn response to this. Really, I think it's completely justified to petition for the request, but on a personal level, it's my favorite holiday, and It is on the 31st. It's 13 backwards. 13 is a spooky number. My justification is really not relevant, but at the same time, I think that it should stay.
Well, I think you're going against the Halloween and Costume Association.
Yeah, which is a thing. I didn't know this.
Yeah, they actually put together the petition. They actually did it at change.org, which actually goes to the government.
Right.
They are trying to get enough signatures so that it can actually be taken up here. They say, though, that the holiday falls on a weekday. Kids often end up trick-or-treating in the dark and often alone, and they say it contributes to the 3,800 Halloween-related injuries each year. So,
well, and I do think, like, in terms of event planning, too, that's exactly right. I mean, you know, you've got kids to be mindful of, school to be mindful of, and also it would just be easier if it was on the same day every year, but they already have, like, 71,000 signatures, too.
Yeah, and to me, I think they should move it just because, you know, it's kind of like when the July 4th falls in the middle of the week or Christmas falls in the middle of the week. You really can't make an event out of that because it's just kind of, it's not an inconvenience. It's just, it doesn't make it as much fun. But
They should make it on a Friday so we all have the day off and have a three-day weekend.
Yeah, maybe they should just, you know, but there's no, I often remember this because I've been in radio for so long, but, and it was kind of an interesting, when I moved into the South, because if Halloween fell on a Sunday, this was about 10 or 15 years ago, a lot of people just wanted to know if they were moving it to Saturday, and I didn't understand that for the longest time, and realized, oh, this is much the Bible Belt buckle here. You know, it really does come into an issue as to some people, you know, there's no standardization of trick-or-treating when to go out other than on Halloween, so I can kind of see that. The party thing, well, I think people are going to have parties whenever they want to have parties, but who knows? You know,
well, and the local community will usually issue a press release like, hey, you know, the city is formally endorsing this evening as trick-or-treating night.
Right. You can't tell me what to do, though.
Very true.
BPA-friendly plastics may not be any safer than the BPA versions that free ones replaced. This is according to some new research. BPA was found in plastics and canned foods. It apparently interferes with human hormones. Its replacement, BPF and BPS, also causes increased risk of childhood obesity. So you're damned if you do, damned if you don't.
I gotta admit, I don't really know much about any of this in general. So yeah, just get water bottles and drink the water.
It just comes down to, there's just, up to me personally, it's just a little bit too much plastic floating around here. And I actually switched
to a
glass refillable. And I love it. And B, it stays clean for a very long time.
That's good. That's helpful.
Water doesn't taste funny. So, speaking of water, yes, remember those days? Well, maybe you don't, but you were every once in a while when you were a little kid, you may have had a little accident, a little bedwetting accident. It happens from time to time, but there's about 15% of children aged 5 and older that bedwetting is very commonplace. They didn't quite grasp the potty training aspect of it. So this is actually an excerpt from Alicia Eaton. She's a childhood expert, and she offers some advice on how to handle bedwetting. They say, really, don't pick a very busy time for a child to really address the bedwetting. If they're in the middle of taking a test or they're in a sports program or something, because just like with you, high stress doesn't mean you're really giving 100% of your attention. Get a journal together. So anytime you notice that your child has a bedwetting incident, write down what they had the day before. Write down if there was any stress. Write down if there was a thunderstorm. Write down whatever so that you can kind of look back and see if there's some sort of a pattern. That makes total sense, doesn't it, Janie?
It does. You know, form a routine and then figure out if there are certain little things that are causing issues, and also help your child understand the routine, because routines are comfortable for kids.
Very true. And they also say that a lot of times children say that they're worried about going to the bathroom because they can't see at night. It's not well lit, because the house is dark. So you might want to consider putting in some little lights so that they can see to the bathroom.
And make it a fun nightlight, because the other thing, too, is like if kids can look forward to getting up to visit their nightlight, they might be more inclined to go.
That's actually not a bad idea at all. They say make sure that you make sure your child's bladder is empty by going to the toilet twice just before going to sleep, even if they don't have to go. The whole idea is to get them into that habit. And then as for liquids in foods, they say really you shouldn't be restricting fluids, but maybe get your habit into teaching your children to sip drinks instead of gulping them down. As for foods, if you're going to give them anything like strawberries or any melons, anything has a lot of water-based fruits and vegetables, understand that might be causing the problem as well. They say the most important thing is to stay positive, because your kid, your child, is probably embarrassed, disappointed in themselves, even frustrated. So praise them for being doing things on a regular basis and being symptomatic when they have an accident. Mm-hmm. There you go. Decoding the brown spots of the banana. Do you actually like them when they get spotty, or do you prefer?
I don't mind
yellow?
Them when they're a little spotty. They're good in cereal too. I eat a lot of bananas in my cereal. But once they get too mushy, it's a little past the point of no return. So
yeah, basically, a banana starts as starch. That's when it's green, and then that starch slowly starts turning to sugar. And as it goes to sugar, it goes from green to yellow to brown. So the more brown that you see, that means there's the more sugar in it. And that really can change a lot of what you might want for your body. They say green bananas, although they're a little bit bitter, actually is a really good source of prebiotics, which is good for your gut health. So maybe if you're having a little GI issues, you might want to take a green banana. They say the highest vitamin, highest antioxidants is right when it turns yellow. As it starts spotting brown, a lot of that sugar is turning into, or that starts turning into sugar. So the vitamin content starts to go down a little bit as it starts to turn into more of a sugary sweet. But the antioxidants remain. So it still is really kind of a good fruit to eat and keep on a regular basis. 25 years ago, had no idea it was that long ago, but that's when Friends appeared on must-see TV Thursday nights right before Seinfeld, I believe. And who knew what Pottery Barn was before that famous episode with Monica and Phoebe and Ross, where they were buying things from Pottery Barn, telling Phoebe that they were, antiques from the antique shop.
Yeah, the whole
shop.
Thing was like the apothecary table was like the biggest deal, I think. You corrected me. You were right. I for whatever reason, I forgot. Because it was Rachel and Ross that were arguing over the apothecary table. And Phoebe's like, no, you're buying from a consumer.
Yeah.
From a retail store, not a local shop.
Absolutely. And so I would tend to think they're doing this because Pottery Barn probably got a lot of street cred because of that series. And with it being so popular on Netflix right now, they actually have launched for the 25th anniversary their Central Perk Worthy Accents. That's actually at all Pottery Barns. It's about 14 products that range from a Central Perk travel mug to the purple accent pillow. Remember Monica's door
was purple. Uh-huh.
And had the picture frame around the window, the peephole there.
Yeah.
And, of course, the coffee table itself is in there. Prices range anywhere from $13 to $1,100. And the best part about this is you can actually win a trip out to California to the Friends, or the Warner Brothers set where they filmed Friends.
Super cool. In fact, we were talking about on the air a couple of years ago, I had the opportunity to do the Warner Brothers tour, and I took some pictures of the set. So on our post about the Pottery Barn article, I posted my picture that I took of the chair and the Friends set in Central Perk coffee shop. So you can take a look at my photo and then enter to win, and then you could actually be in the chair yourself.
You're such a world traveler.
I try.
And then signs that you may be exercising a little bit too much. I was actually kind of surprised that drinking a lot of water is a sign of exercising too much. What they mean by that is that if you're constantly drinking water and you still feel thirsty, that is probably a sign that you're working out too much, because the whole idea of working out and getting tone is that you're breaking your muscle and your fat down and your body's repairing it, which is a lot of work, but it also makes you really dehydrated. So if you're over-exercising too much or exercising too much, you are over-dehydrated, and therefore you're drinking a lot of water. So that's just one of the signs to look for. They say if you have a lot of mood swings as well, because, you know, exercising does release endorphins, but when you're really, you're too tired and working out too much, you start releasing cortisol, which can affect your mood, make you a little bit grumpy and that hangry type attitude.
Yeah.
They say if you have trouble sleeping, that can be a result of over-exercising as well, because your body is constantly providing energy to the body because you're exercising, and therefore it can't really relax. So that one is there. And then too much exercise can actually weaken your immune system if you're constantly sick all the time.
Well, and I mean, I think a lot of people, too, they're psychologically in a pattern, and they don't want to miss a day or miss out on something because they have this personal goal to keep the routine going. But
yeah.
It is so important to, like, also listen to your body at the same time and not overexhaust it.
Yeah, I am that person. Exercise took over smoking for me. That was my thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a lot of times I over-exercise. Only as I've gotten older and realizing that it takes a little bit longer to bounce back if I slowly taking some time off. And I've noticed a lot of positive results. So, yeah, really, you can definitely over-exercise. So there is, and they say finally in this one, just listen to your body. If your body says don't go to the gym today, don't go to the gym.
It is okay to take a day off. Now, don't do like me and take several days off, never go. But
several years off?
Several years is more like it, but take a day.
Yeah, take some time off there. So there's our show for today, Wednesday, July 31st. Of course, we're live Monday through Friday between 5 and 10 on 98.5 KTK and on the radio.com app.
Have a great day.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.